This episode covers how to stop being defensive when she brings something up. You brace the second she opens her mouth, and you're halfway through building your case before she's finished a sentence. Here's what to say instead, and how to catch the reflex before it takes over. Defensiveness doesn't just end the conversation you're in. It teaches her not to start the next one. Every time she raises something and gets a rebuttal instead of an ear, she quietly moves you into a category, someone she can't be honest with. That shift doesn't stay in the argument. It follows her into every other room in the house, including the bedroom. Gottman named defensiveness one of the four horsemen, the small set of patterns most likely to predict where a marriage ends up. It didn't make that list because it's rude. It made the list because it stops repair before repair has a chance to start. When she stops bringing things up, she hasn't calmed down. She's given up on being heard. Here's what's really happening when you go into defense mode. For a lot of men, this reflex didn't start in this marriage. It started years earlier, in a house where a mistake meant punishment, or a job where owning a mistake meant getting written up. Somewhere along the way, you learned that the fastest way to stay safe was to prove you'd done nothing wrong, and that habit never got the memo that this relationship runs on different rules. When she raises something you did or didn't do, your heart rate can spike past 100 beats a minute, in seconds. Gottman calls this flooding. Once it happens, you're not really listening anymore. You're bracing. Underneath the spike, there's usually one specific thought. She thinks I'm a bad husband. That's mind reading. And most of the time, it isn't even true. She's rarely attacking your character. She's naming one thing that hurt. None of this makes the defensiveness okay. It makes it understandable, and that matters. Because you can't change a reflex you're too busy being ashamed of. So here's the shift. The fix isn't learning to defend yourself better. It's learning to hear her without deciding, in that first half second, whether you're guilty. Step one. Notice the spike. The moment your chest tightens, or your voice speeds up, treat that as your signal to slow down, not a reason to talk faster. Step two, buy one breath. Take a single slow breath before you say a word. It's short enough that she won't notice, and long enough to keep you off autopilot. Step three, find the one true thing. Somewhere in what she said, there's usually one specific point that's fair, even if the delivery stung. Find that piece before you respond to anything else. Step four, say the true thing first. Lead with what you can honestly agree with. The rest of the conversation can wait until she feels heard on that first point. Now let's get into the actual words. Five scripts, built for five different moments. Script one, she brings up something small and specific. Say, "You're right. I said I'd handle it, and I didn't. That's on me." This works because you're not arguing the facts, since the facts were never the fight. Agreeing plainly removes the thing she was bracing to have to prove. Script two. She brings up a pattern, not a one-time thing. Say, "I hear that this isn't a one-time thing for you. Tell me more about what it's been like on your end." This hands her the floor, instead of making her fight for it. From her side, a question like this can feel like the first time in a while that you wanted to know more, not just wanted the conversation over. Script three. You genuinely see it differently. Say, "You're right that I never brought it up myself. I remember the timing differently. But can we talk about both parts?" You're not surrendering your version of events. You're just not leading with it. Script four. She brings it up the moment you walk in the door. Say, "I want to hear this, and I'm not at my best right now. Can we sit down in 20 minutes? You're not putting her off. You're protecting the conversation from a version of you too, worn down to listen well. Follow through on the 20 minutes without her having to remind you. Script five. She says, "You always do this." Say, "I don't think it's always, but I can see why it feels that way to you right now. What's the most recent time it happened?" You're gently pushing back on the exaggeration without dismissing the frustration driving it. Different men freeze for different reasons, so let's adjust based on the pattern you recognize in yourself. If you tend to keep the peace and go quiet rather than push back, you'll be tempted to apologize for everything, true or not, just to end the discomfort. Try naming the one thing you honestly agree with, instead of surrendering the whole conversation. If your defensiveness runs hot, meaning you raise your voice or list evidence fast, the pause matters even more for you than the wording does. 15 seconds of quiet before you speak will do more work than any perfect sentence. If you tend to match her energy and get loud when you feel cornered, the volume itself is what shuts the conversation down. Try dropping your voice below hers on purpose, even mid-sentence. If your instinct is to go quiet and wait it out rather than defend out loud, your silence can still read to her as its own form of defensiveness, just a quieter one. Say something small instead of nothing. "I'm not shutting you out. I need a second to think." The other side of this is accounting for how she tends to respond. If she pushes hard when she brings things up, repeating herself or raising her volume, she's usually checking whether you're still in the room with her. Stay put and keep your voice level. Try, "I'm not going anywhere, and I'm listening." If she's brought things up less and less over the past year, she may have quietly stopped expecting you to hear her at all. Bring up the distance yourself before she has to. Try, "I've noticed you don't bring things up like you used to, and I think that's on me." If she's always preferred handling things on her own, don't turn a small comment into a long conversation she never asked for. Acknowledge what she raised in one or two sentences and let her set the pace. If you're the one who tends to chase the conversation while she pulls back, her silence probably isn't rejection. It's usually how she processes before she's ready to keep talking. Give her the space without disappearing yourself. Before any of this happens in real time, do a little solo prep. Ask yourself, "Is this fear based on something she's said, or something I'm assuming she thinks?" "She hasn't said that. I'm the one assuming it." Decide ahead of time the one honest thing you can agree with if she brings up the topic you're worried about. Having it ready keeps you from reaching for a defense instead. Here's what to do if the conversation goes sideways anyway. If she escalates and says something like, "You never listen, you just wait for your turn to talk," don't defend the technique. Try, "You're right that I've done that before. I don't want to do it right now. Can you say that part again?" If your heart rate spikes and you can feel yourself about to shut down or snap, say, "I want to keep hearing this, but I need 10 minutes first. I'm not leaving the conversation, I just need a minute." Then come back in 10 minutes, without her having to chase you down to make sure you meant it. From her side, a clean pause like this can feel completely different from you just walking away mid-fight, especially once you tell her when you're coming back, and then follow through. So here's what shifts when you stop defending. Most of what happens next is small. Her shoulders drop first. She stops repeating herself, because she can tell you heard it the first time. Give it a few weeks of this, and the pattern starts moving somewhere else too. Fewer things get raised as sudden blow-ups, because she isn't stockpiling frustration she doesn't expect you to hear. What she may be protecting every time she brings something up is whether this relationship is still a place she can be honest in. Hearing her, instead of defending against her, is what tells her the answer is yes. You picked up this episode instead of letting the last argument just sit there. If she brings something up by text tomorrow, try the same one true sentence before you type anything else. Or, if she reaches out first, let that be sign enough to try again. The next time she starts talking, all you have to do is let her finish the sentence. If you want to go deeper on this, you'll find the links right in the guide where you got this audio, or head to the Two-Way Intimacy Library page and look for the same title. The full guide, playbook, and checklist are all available as free PDF downloads. The playbook walks you through the key steps in a format you can work through on your own. The checklist gives you a quick reference you can come back to before a conversation. Hopefully, something you heard will help with whatever brought you here today.